If you're traveling to Europe this summertime, you can probably get a good deal. There are places that are offering economic crisis packages with deep discounts. One destination is trying another strategy to lure in tourists. The city of Paris is encouraging its residents to open bed and breakfast accommodations in their homes. That's right, the city that's perfected snobbiness is trying to put on a friendlier face. Geneviève Auger has our story.
In a residential part of Paris's Le Marais district, you can find the Bonne Nuit Paris bed and breakfast.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Owner Jean-Luc Marchand welcomes each guest personally. This former banker left a career in international finance 2 years ago to run a bed and breakfast.
I always wanted to do something around tourism. Probably because when I was young, I used to go in families in England and Germany. Every summer I was going there. I've been very happy when I studied in New York. So I've been exposed to many different cultures.
He started small, renting out a spare bedroom. Then he bought up other apartments in his 17th century building and converted them into rooms. He charges between $175 and $200 a night.
We have two rooms here.
The premise behind the city government's bed and breakfast campaign is that tourists enjoy interacting with locals. So if they do, they're more likely to make a return visit. Chantal Goldstein is in charge of the project to make charming B&B hosts out of rude Parisians. She says she understands that rudeness.
La ville est très fermée, très dense, et on est obligé de vivre les uns avec les autres ou contre les autres.
The city is very closed, very dense, and we're forced to live on top of one another. It doesn't encourage the art of entertaining. But as you know, the French love to talk, and they actually love to entertain. But the city stresses us out. It would be a real shame if visitors only saw monuments when they come to Paris. We Parisians also are part of the city, and the more bed and breakfasts we open, the more human we will become.
Since the campaign began 3 years ago, the number of bed and breakfast rooms is estimated to have doubled to about 600. But city officials would like to see more. They've been holding neighborhood meetings around the city to encourage residents who might have a spare room and who would like to make a little extra cash.
Morning. I miss so late.
Hello.
This morning,
I'm
right?
Sorry, he had to leave early.
Back at Bonne Nuit Paris, Sarah Bard, a visitor from Canada, has come down for breakfast. She and her husband are here to attend a medical conference, and they're bed and breakfast enthusiasts.
Part of the appeal is living in an older neighborhood, feeling like you really live here, like you're experiencing Paris, how people who live in Paris would experience it, to hear the noises in the building when people are waking up in the morning, to hear the streets waking up in the morning, to hear the mopeds going down the street. We'd never hear a cobblestone street with a moped running down it at 9 o'clock in the morning in Canada.
Some people find that less charming. Host Jean-Luc Marchand says he's had guests who spent the night drinking at a wedding and spent the next day hungover in their rooms, complaining about the street noise below. Running a bed and breakfast clearly isn't for everyone. Some homeowners here tried it for a year and then gave it up. Money can't be the main motivation. You have to have a genuine interest in meeting others. Grumpy Parisians need not apply.
You're not hungry
at
all? No. Oh, come on. You're sure?
Yeah.
You don't want coffee?
I will
juice?
Have a coffee.
Oh, okay.
For the world, I'm Geneviève Auger in Paris.
Okay, but you can have a croissant.